Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Galatians, chapter 3. Let's read from verse 12 to verse 17. Book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 12 to verse 17. Say, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Thank you for the salvation that we receive through our Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross for our sin. Let's confess our sin to the Lord now. Let us renounce our wrong ways. We bless you, O God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. You promise if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just. You will forgive and you will purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Let us continue to confess our sin before Him. Allow the Holy Spirit to examine us. Thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness that we receive from you. Thank you for the assurance of salvation that we receive from you, O God. Lord, you promise, you say, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Let's come now to the Lord and ask him to give us our need, ask him to give you your needs, every issue that is you are facing and you have hard time, be the one to care. O God, answer all prayers. We trust you, Lord. In you there are provision, answer, prayer, relief, deliverance, help, support. We trust you, O God. In your perfect will and according to your perfect plan, you will provide, O Lord. Let's now pray for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children. Pray for your siblings, pray for your parents. Thank you, Lord. We magnify Jesus, we adore you. Thank you for your help and support and your mercy. that come from you. Continue to lead us and guide us and help us. Strengthen us. Oh God, strengthen us in every family. I pray for husbands to put you as their head and to follow your will. I pray for wives to be also supportive to their husbands who are leading the family according to your will, O God. Pray for both parents to give clear instruction also to their children how to follow you, how to walk in your ways, O God. Lord, hear our prayers. Pray for a blessing upon each every family, that families will shine for you. People will know you, O God, through the life of each and every family. Pray now for your job. Pray for the place that you are working. Pray for your company, your boss. Lord, we pray for all these places that you had allocated us, that we are receiving income and work and settlements. Prosper all these places so we too prosper. We commit ourselves to preach the gospel, to have a good attitude, to be hardworking. Oh God, to do what's expected from us to do. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that that you will also, every one of us will receive his salary on time. I pray for those having delayed salaries or someone they have not received. I pray, bless their company so they will receive their salaries in full in the name of Jesus. And we commit ourselves, Lord, to bring our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to you as you ordained in your word, O God. You are great God, there is no one like you, O Lord. Pray now also, let's pray for the places that we came from. Let's pray for our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, our relatives. Let's bring them to the hand of God, that they will also receive salvation. Lord, I pray in all our contacts and the people we know, I pray, O God, that you send your salvation to them. We commit ourselves, Lord, to preach your word, O God, to them. Use us, use me, Lord. Use each and every one of us to reach his contacts with the gospel of yours. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray for one another. If you know anyone having problems, difficulties, struggles, sickness, let's pray. Carry each other's burden. Let's carry each other's burden through prayers. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Redeemer. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, we adore. Thank you, Jesus. Lead us and guide us and help us. Strengthen us, Lord, with your grace and mercy. Hear our prayers, O God, as we are praying for our brothers and sisters. Heal, O God, deliver, strengthen, and provide, open doors, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for this country where God had put his church in UAE and whatever extension of the church through families, members, congregation in other places, in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, and Sri Lanka, and Philippines, Australia, America, and also in other places in Africa, and also Malawi, and Sierra Leone, Pakistan. Let's pray. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, that your grace will be abound, that you will prosper all these countries and nations for the sake of your church. O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, O Lord, that whatever we need of paperwork, documentation, logistic needs, places, you will provide for us. Lord, we pray that. We pray for souls to be saved. And we commit ourselves to pray for the leaders to be saved. We pray also for more evangelism in all these places. And Lord, we seek the prosperity of these countries, so we too will prosper in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the church. Let's pray. Pray for yourself to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Pray that you will start to serve the Lord. Ask God to give you ministry, that you will be directed by His Holy Spirit to reach new people for Him. Yes, O God, I pray for more people to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. O God, I pray for even refilling of the Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us. Give us the gifts we need, the gifts of speaking in tongues and also interpretation of tongues, gift of evangelism, gift of healing, gift of faith, and also pastoring, teaching, exhorting, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, administration, ushering, showing mercy, giving generously. I pray whatever talents and skills your church need, you will be the one to provide for us. Oh God, you will be the one to lead us. Oh Lord, to give us the spiritual gifts so that our service and ministry will be effective and more fruitful to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray, also enable us to reach a new language, new places with the gospel, new countries, new nations, new cities, new villages, in new families, oh God. Use each and every one of us. Anoint us, anoint the elders, the pastors, the parents, all the members, oh God, to reach new souls for you, oh Lord. I pray also blessing upon each and every ministry in the church, the watchman ministry, also the ministry of publication, the ministry of translation, also prosper our also church school. Help us, oh Lord, to use all these gifts that you give us to reach new families, new people for Christ. Oh God, I pray for protection upon us. Protect us from the evil one. Protect us from our own self. Protect us also, Lord, from this also COVID and whatever sickness, whatever work of the devil, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you anoint our worship today. Anoint this recording, oh Lord, use it, make it reach the places, the people that you desire. Anoint the songs, oh God. Anoint also the message, your word to us. Anoint the giving, the prayers, the praise and worship, the instruments. Let your name be glorified today. Oh Lord, I pray, walk in our roads and touch us and perfect us and lead us and speak to us as we are coming to you, Lord. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand.
Thank you.
O God, we come at ourselves to follow you by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Continue to speak to us. O God, direct us. Here we are, Lord. Speak to us. We are willing to go on and serve you. Lead us to do what is right and just. Lead us to people who need you. Lead us to do things that is needed to be done. O Lord, guide us. We may not be aware. You speak to us. You show us, O Lord. As we are seeking you, Lord, we are willing to follow also. And Lord, we trust you, Lord, nothing is impossible. All things, amen, all things are possible with God, amen. Let us come to the Lord and praise Him.
Oh.
God, we live our life for you, Lord. Lead us, Good Shepherd. Lead us, O Lord, by the Holy Spirit. Guide us today and every day, O Lord, in our life till you come and take us with you to heaven. Guide us to do what is right and just, O God. We trust you, Lord, that you will answer our prayer. We bless you, O God. Take us, Lord, to the most holy place now and speak to us, speak to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Lie down in green pastures.
Save sinners like us, to save a sinner like me. Thank you, Lord, you remember us. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your blood, the pain that you suffer to save us. Lord, we pray, we commit ourselves, I commit myself, to live my life for you, to continue to serve you. O Lord, me and my brothers and my sisters, O God, to persevere, to stand firm, till you come from heaven to take us, till we meet you in the sky, and hear from you, well done, my good and faithful servant. Continue to speak to us today, direct us of what we need to do. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings, our first fruits, and our vows unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for everything you give us and provide for us, Lord. As we obey, Lord, open the windows of heaven. And bless us, bless your church and your people, O God. Rebuke devourer in our life. And Lord, let all nations know that we are blessed by you. And use this money, multiply it, to reach the lost. And also, O Lord, give us wisdom how to spend this amount of money. We thank you, praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'll continue here today. We'll get lesson from the sermon of Jesus on the mountain. Let's go to book of Matthew and let's read chapter 5, Matthew 5, and verse 42. Matthew 5, 42. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Lord, I pray, yea, not my lips, O God, but words and verses, scriptures, and speak to us and direct us with your word. We thank you, Lord. And we blessed it be a fruit. That the purpose of your will of sending this message to your church to be accomplished. You lead us and you guide us and help us, Lord, to understand things and to do things according to your will. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here the Lord in this verse, he put some regulation in regard to money and also material things, how his disciples and how his followers deal with the people around him in regard to these matters. And he say, give to him that as thee. Now how this scripture and how this command of Jesus that we need to understand so that we will apply in our life. Give to him that as thee. Now, to fulfill this, we need to find out from those who ask us what is their need. Because many requests will come from friends, relatives, family and neighbors. They will ask you things, whether money or whatever thing they are asking. You need to find out, is this a need or that is just a want? You need to find out that also, can they manage this need, or if they can able to do this need for themselves, or they are just coming to you just to take advantage of you, or if they can manage it by other way, why then they should come to you? That's also another thing we need to ask. But there's also, we know that there are people who are really in need, and according to the word of Jesus, that we have to meet their needs. So we need to understand here. We need to find out whether need or want, and whether they have no other way to meet that need but accept you, they had come to you. And according to the word of Jesus, we need to help them in this matter. Now, Jesus, when he was on earth, while he was doing the ministry with his disciples, Jesus was helping also the poor. And we are aware that Jesus, while in his ministry, they were having a bag of money. And the bag of money was entrusted to Judas. And every now and then, Jesus was asking Judas to give certain amount of money to the poor. We can read that in book of John, chapter 13. John chapter 13. So we need to study the situation before we will give. John chapter 13 and verse 28 to verse 29. Now while he was on the table. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Now here, from this statement, we know that Jesus was every now and then was speaking to Judas that from the bag that he has of money, that he will tell him to give some of this money to the poor. And we learn from this as a church, we should have a money, we should collect a money, keep aside. And when the Lord direct us, speak to us, to give to the poor, then we need to be there ready for him, to his instruction, that we will allocate some of this money and give it to the poor people. So we need to keep money, we need to save money. When he say in Matthew 5:42, give to him that as thee, we need to have money, we need to have some savings so that we are ready for this. When When Jesus asked Judas to give from the bag, there is a money in the bag. Not the bag was not empty. There was a collected money there. Now, what we need to give? What we need to give to the poor and needy? In James, before we go to that, speaking about the bag and the collection, some people, they will ask, can we give our tithes to the poor? That is a common question. People will ask. The answer for this, you cannot give your tithes to the poor. According to Malachi, chapter 3 and verse 10, Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, it say, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now wherewith. Herewith say the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now here the command of God to bring the whole tithe into the storehouse of God, to bring it to the church. Now we as a church, from all what we collect, we keep 5%. 5% of all what we collect, we keep it aside for the poor. When the Lord speaks to us, we give to them. So when you give your tithe in full here, first you are obeying God's command. Second, part of your tithe will be directed to the poor people, as we have seen here today, that Jesus from the scripture was asking Judas to give some money, some of the money in the bag to the poor. Now, if you want to give to the poor also, apart from your tithe, you can give also a small amount to the poor, but your tithe should be given full and brought to the church, to the storehouse of God. That is the question that many they ask me, and that is the answer based on the scriptures. Now, the question, what are the things that we need to consider when we give to the poor, those who are in need? What are the alms that we will give? In the book of James, chapter 2, James, James say, chapter 2 and verse 15 and 16, he say, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, let be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Now here, what are the things that need to the body? According to Apostle James, there is clothes, raiment, and food. These are the basic things that we mobilize money for the poor and needy. And in the book of John, First John, Apostle John, spoke also on the same things. 1 John chapter 3 verse 17 and 18. It say, but whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowel of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in talk, but in deed and in truth. We need to consider the basic needs of our brethren. Sometimes we give food, clothes, and also certain time we are moved by helping them other emergency need or other basic need that is needed for them in their lives. What we understand about to give alms, that when we give, that will not be given back to us from the people. That's not to be repaid back. That is one another important thing that we need also to know. And also, we need to be prepared for giving by saving a certain amount of money, so that when the needs is raised, we have some money with us that we can help those who are in need. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 9, say, he that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Now here, God wants us to have bountiful eye. Bountiful eye coming from a bountiful heart. We give alms because we love God, we love Jesus, and that's his word. And we love also our neighbor, those who are in need. And let us read here that in verse 9 also, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Here the giving is directed to the basic need about bread, about food, about, you know, dress. You know, giving alms does not include to support somebody to build a house or to send his student to the college, universities, or to use money for them to migrate to other country. That is, Jesus did not speak about this, these things. Jesus spoke about the basic thing that we are really accountable before God. If someone get hungry or without clothes, we need to move with a bountiful eye, bountiful heart, and we will also bless it as we are giving also to those who are in need. Now let us also know that poverty, it is, you know, to be poor, it is not something shameful. To be poor, it is not something bad. But there's one thing also important. It is not wrong or shameful things to be poor, but to remain in poverty, that's here the problem. So when we move to help people who are in need, we not only give them food and dress, but we teach them and direct them how to come out from poverty. That time will come, they will be able to help other people who are in need. That's here the point. Now, how we give for the poor and need, how we give our alms. Let's read Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6. And let's read verse 1 to 4. Matthew 6 verse 1 to 4. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which sees in secret himself shall reward thee openly. That's the way. When we give, we don't announce that we have done. We give to them according to their need that has been raised up, so that they will be well provided with food and the basic things of life that they need in their lives. Proverbs chapter 3, and verse 27. And verse 28, say, withhold not good from them to whom it is due. When it is in the power of thine hand, do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Alms are due for the poor and needy. But we need to examine the situation. When they deserve it, we need to give to them, we should not withhold it. We are responsible to give the basic need when we know the situation. And that is the command of God to us. And we need to obey that. In James chapter 1, verse 27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now here, when we give alms, the alms is not the way for us to be saved. But we cannot also reach heaven if we are not willing to give to the poor and needy. Now here is a very clear point. Now as we had spoken and we had discussed before, how we give to the widows. Now, in a brief, I would just say it quickly here. For the widows, we give to the widows, those who are above 60 years old, and those who has no children to help them, and third, they are living a holy life. And for the orphans, what is correct is that you take the orphan in your family, if he has lost his two parents, you better take him to your family, because he will need not only of food and dress, but he need a home atmosphere in order that he will do the right things before God. Now, what is the other things that benefit us when we obey the Lord's commands and we give to the poor and needy? Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 and verse 25. What is the value of giving to the poor and needy? They say, there is that scattereth and yet increase, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. When we give to the poor and needy, we ourselves will be also given back material things by the Lord. If we refresh those poor and needy, God also will refresh us. If we water others, we will also be watered by the Lord himself. Proverbs 19, and verse 17, They say, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will be pay him again. Now when we have pity on the poor, the Lord also will have pity on us, and he will pay it back to us. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 27. What we will gain when we give to the poor and needy? You say, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. There is a security for the future. When we give, if we had kept saving, that's why we need to save. Keep aside, when they are poor, we are ready to give them. Say here, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. And Psalm 37 and verse 25, Psalm 27, Psalm 37, and verse 25, I have been young, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging a bread. So there is security for the future, for us and for our children, as we give to the poor and needy. God also will secure our children that they will not be begging bread. What else? What are the other benefits that when we give the alms we receive in Psalm 41? Psalm 41 and verse 1 and 2. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. When we give to the poor and needy, as we relieve them from their troubles and hard time, God also will relieve us and deliver us from problems and from the enemies who are attacking us. All these things, and it will motivate us more to give to the poor and needy. Psalm 112 and verse 9. Say, he hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever, his horn shall be exalted with honor. Giving alms, scattering here to the poor, it is a righteousness, and God wants us to do these righteous things. And what we receive according to this, his horn shall be exalted with honor. We receive honor from the Lord as we be consistent in helping and supporting those poor with the basic things that is in their life needed. Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, and let's read what else we can receive when we give alms to the poor and needy. Here the Lord Jesus, he said that when you have banquet, you invite the poor. Luke 14, verse 13 to 14. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they can not recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. God will return us, will reward us for what we give when we are in eternity with Him. The poor cannot pay us, as we've spoken, that alms not to be taken back, not to be paid back. But God will pay us the food and the dress with eternal blessing. Not only that He will give us back material things while we are on earth, but even in eternity we will be rewarded for that. Now, what we also teach and suggest, that if there are poor around you and you want to give, apart from your debt that you are bringing, you can give. Or you can also ask us as the church, you come and tell us there are somebody poor. We will also study and consider if we need to give to that person who are in need. Why I am suggesting this, that before you help, especially when if you want to spend a good amount of money, you come for advice and for counseling. You know why? Because many, they come with their cook stories, fabricated stories, and they will come to the people who are well known, they are kind, and try to make out from them money. It is better to come for counseling so that things will be more better. Especially when you're going to spend or mobilize a big amount of money, come to take advice, because if there is work of devil will be revealed and you will not be hurt. If you will not come, you will receive the hurt yourself and the church will not be hurt, because we really don't know that you have done such thing. You know, there are many also who will come with their stories, and they will also use the word of Jesus. They will say also, Jesus say, give to him that asks thee. You know, they will use the word of God to deceive also people. That's why what we advise, when we give, when you give, don't give money. You give, you get your money, change it to food and clothes, and give to that person who asks. So you are sure that you are spending on food. Your money will not go into other things not ordained for it. In the same way also, we do the same most of the time. Sometimes we consider other important emergency things that the people in need, and also we evaluate it and we give also accordingly. Jesus say, give to the one who asks you, give to him that asketh thee. Now, what are the things that we can give to the people who ask us? What the church can give, and what the member, we as the body of Christ, we can give? First, we can pray for the people. Amen. We can pray that God will reveal himself to them and God shall meet their needs. What we can give? You know, what I say also, if you cannot evaluate the situation, you are not obliged to give. Because many they will come, you cannot see what they are speaking about. You cannot see what is the real situation. We cannot move money without clear evidences of things in front of us. What we can give? We can give Christ himself. We can preach the gospel to them. Christ died for our sin and they receive salvation when they believe in Christ. What we give as a church? We can give them constant advices how to come out from the problem that they are passing through. What else we can give? We can teach them the word of God to help them to come out from poverty and from the hardship of life that they are passing through. It is, as I say before, it is not shameful to be poor, but to continue in poverty, that is wrong, and one day you need to come out. They need to come out from it. What else we can give? Yes, we can give food, dress, sometimes finances, sometimes medicine, sometimes aid, furniture, whatever we can afford, we can give. There's a story that we had previously spoke in book of Second Kings. We're going just to read it again. We had explained this story before. Second Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7, the woman who came to Elisha. Elisha here and evaluate the situation. And also he asked her, what is her need? Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creature is come to take unto him my two sons to be bond men. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not any thing in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Now here, very clear, this woman was in need, she was in distress. She came and she told the story, her story, to the prophet, to the man of God. The man of God asked her, what you need? But finally, he did not give any money, but he gave the advices, the counsel that she needed to do in her life. So here, to fulfill what Jesus said, we need to give to the one who asks us. We need to give their real need. And that's here the value. When we come to the Lord, we come to His church, we open up these matters, so we will be guided and directed by the Holy Spirit, by the Scriptures. We will be stopping today here. We'll continue the next message. Let's all stand. Let us commit ourselves to the message that we have received today from the Lord to do this ministry, to be guided to the poor people who are in need of help, to evaluate their basic needs and give them as the Lord Jesus commands us. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. Let be fruit, O Lord, in our life, in the life of your church and your people, to the word that we receive from you. Take your word, O God. Bless it, O Lord, and spread it to your people who are waiting for your word. Direct your church and your workers. O God, I pray for fruit 30 and 60 and 100. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.